Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving apprenticed education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
All right, and happy Monday morning, everyone. It's April 1st, and unfortunately, I don't have any good April Fool's pranks for y'all. But April 1st totally snuck up on me, so I guess the joke's on me. But I'm Julie Kleinhans, and you're tuned in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I hope you had a great Easter holiday with your family and friends, and that you're really embracing spring as it's inching forward here in the Northeast. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. If you're a regular, thank you for being here with us each and every week. My purpose, passion, and intention for the show, Teaching from the Heart, is all about supporting parents, educators, caretakers, kids, and the community to create an environment of well-being through a deeper connection on a heart-based level, a relationship that encourages respect and understanding rather than the old paradigm, which is based on telling kids what to do and how to do it. I invite you each to join with me in being a part of a collective movement dedicated to changing our approach to teaching and relating to our kids by shifting from the logical, rational mind space and making room to include feeling, learning, and relating to one another from our heart. It is the heart space where all is possible and where miracles occur. If you would like to learn more about me, Julie Kleinhans, please visit my site by going to mindfocusgeneration.com. I'm a certified law of attraction coach and confidence and empowerment coach for teens, young adults, and their parents. I'm also the founder of Mind Focus Generation and the creator of the Super Empowerment System for teens and young adults, and I invite you, while you're visiting my site, to sign up for my newsletter, and you'll also receive great information about different guests that I'll have on the show, along with any other information that will help you and the kids in your life. And while you're signing up, you'll also receive a free gift, which is a 30-day creation planner. And this creation planner will guide you and your kids to become more deliberate in the creations of your everyday life. The free creation planner is really a great way to help you and your kids learn about the universal laws and how to raise your vibration through imagination, uplifting thoughts, words, and actions. And it's really fun for kids and teens and young adults because they start to learn about the power of their own mind. I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, kids, and the community. So get in touch with me. Let me know what's going on with you, and I'll let you know how I can help you out. I also would like to let everyone know what I'll be up to and a way for you to get tons of free information, and that's by signing up for two free virtual events that I'm going to be a guest of. These two events are telesummits, which are amazing because you can listen to over 20 speakers with each event free from the comfort of your own home. And both events are created to support parents in their journey. The first event is the Genius Parent Summit, and you can sign up to be a part of this summit with 20 amazing guests. And I'm also so honored to be amongst such a group of truly fabulous speakers. So write this down or remember it, or you can go, if you're on your computer right now, you can go right now and sign up for this free event. There's lots of free bonuses. It's www.mindfocusgeneration.com thegeniusparent.com, thegeniusparent.com. And when you sign up, you'll receive a free gift right away for signing up, and also a free gift each day of the summit. How cool is that, right? That's a lot of free gifts. And the summit runs from April 15th through the 26th. That's in 2 weeks from today. And you will also be able to hear free each of the 20 guests and the information that they're providing about parenting and supporting kids. So it's a great event, and my friend Teresa McGuire put it together, and she's actually going to be a guest next week here with us and with two other amazing guests from the summit. So that's thegeniusparent.com. Another much needed and exciting event that I'm so honored to be a part of is the Lifestyle Secrets of Busy Moms, the Ultimate Life Balance event, which begins May 11th, and that is with my friend Ashley Ryan. She put it all together. You may remember her from last week. She was a guest on the show. And like I said before, Ashley is one of my favorite people because she gets it. She truly devotes her life's work to providing moms with information and tools that can make their lives easier and much, much more rewarding. Now, Ashley created this virtual event to support moms because she knows how important it is. She knows how busy moms are and all the things that they have to do and all of the things that are put on the mom's shoulders to run the household, get the kids to school and everything. So she thought, you know, this is so great. We have great information. Let's put together 20 amazing speakers, give everybody a ton of value, a ton of free information. Again, it's a free live virtual event and lots of bonuses. And she put together this amazing life balance event. So again, there's 20 speakers, and I'm really humbled to be amongst such amazing speakers, and it is all happening in May, but you can sign up now. So if you go to www.lifebalanceevent.com, right now you'll receive two free gifts, plus even better, you'll have access to hear all these 20 speakers of this epic event. So who's better than Ashley for supporting all those busy moms out there? So, all right. So now, if you tuned into my show in the past, and I'm really passionate about today's show because you know how dedicated I am to supporting our kids, especially when it comes to our kids that are struggling. And as a former high school teacher and now a mentor and life coach to students, I know there are so many kids out there that are having difficulty in school because they have difficulty paying attention. Kids are diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, and they're really struggling, and this diagnosis affects their self-esteem for so many of them. Many of them come to the conclusion that they're stupid, which is the furthest thing from the truth. And my guest today is evidence of that. And she's just wonderful. She has so much experience, and she put it together in a book. And we're going to talk about that today. From my experience personally, I see schools, they're too quick to rush in and want to fix a child. And in turn, many parents become fearful that their child will get left behind in school and it will lead to failure for their entire school career and their entire life, and they'll never amount to becoming anything really successful. You know, that's the fear that sets in. Well, you know, they're in that situation, they're allowing the worst case scenario to play out in their minds. And because of this, I see so many kids just put on medication right away, and it's happening at an earlier and earlier age. And to me, I'm not a fan of just simply medicating our kids. I know that there are times when it definitely does help, but I feel as a society, we need to stop and slow down and look at all of the tools that we have in place. You know, we're too quick to just medicate and not look at the other alternatives to solve the issues. And I could go off on how our schools are so archaic and need to change their model of education. And, you know, that's my passion, and that's, you know, a big part of what I'm doing in my work. But that's for another day. But I do know that there are many solutions. And if parents had their hands on different tools to use, they may not rush to medicate their children so quickly. They may, you know, come to that conclusion after they looked at all the different alternatives. And my guest today has over 15 years of experience in studying the many tools that can be used for the scattered mind. And I think she is just brilliant. And I'm so honored to have her on the show today. But before we go to break, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my guest, Dr. Alicia Mayer, and you should all know that she was born in the Midwest. Dr. Mayer completed college and medical school in only 6 years. Wow. At the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Medicine. And in the midst of her schooling, Dr. Mayer took a year to travel around the world studying medicine in various cultures. She then came to LA, where she completed a psychiatry residency at Harbor UCLA Medical Center and a fellowship in mind body or psychosomatic medicine. How cool is that? She went on to become the associate director of the psychiatric consultation service of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and associate professor of psychology at UCLA. Through over 15 years of studying, practicing, and teaching in academic medicine, living yoga in yearly ashram retreats, and observing medical care during travel to more than 30 countries, Dr. Mayer has developed a spiritual neuroscience, I love that, that integrates alternative and Western medicine, spirituality, and neuroscience for innovation in current medical practice. Dr. Mayer spiritually is defined... For Dr. Mayer, spirituality is defined as whatever helps someone to be a better version of themselves. I just absolutely love that. And she incorporates all that an individual brings to their path as they become who they desire to be. She views our mental and physical challenges as important steps in a person's unique journey. By using tools she's developed from the latest neuroscience research, she guides clients in understanding and utilizing their brains more effectively. When we come back from break, we're going to talk to Dr. Mayer about her new book, From Scattered to Centered, Understanding and Transforming the Distracted Brain. I'm really excited about this. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. the Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Everybody, we're back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kleinhans, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And today, my very special guest is Dr. Alicia Mayer, and she's here to talk about her new book, From Scattered to Centered, Understanding and Transforming the Distracted Brain. And I know a lot of parents out there are probably going to be like, ooh, where do I get my hands on this new book? So, Dr. Mayer, can you tell everybody where they can find your new book and where they can find you online?
Sure. So the new book is available on Amazon.com, and you can also purchase it or find more about it on FromScatteredToCentered.com. So that's FromScatteredToCentered, all one word, .com.
Beautiful, beautiful. And thank you so much for being on our show this morning. I know it's really early for you being on the West Coast.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think what you're doing is wonderful. What you have done is wonderful. Your book is wonderful. And I think a lot of parents out there really would get so much just from reading this book to help themselves if they may feel that they possibly have signs of ADD or ADHD for themselves or even for their child. The first thing that I want to clarify for myself and for so many others listening out there is, what is the difference between ADD and ADHD?
Okay, that's a good question. It's the H, obviously. The H stands for hyperactivity. So when you have ADD, that's attention deficit disorder. If you have just the attention deficit symptoms, it's ADD. If you also have those symptoms plus hyperactivity, then that's ADHD.
Okay. Okay, so the ADHD is the child in the classroom that can't pay attention but is also very hyperactive and moving around. You might see them completely shifting in their seat or turning around, and the teacher's constantly getting them to try and sit still and pay attention.
Right. They often get the most attention, even though the ones with just the ADD are also, you know, at a disadvantage. So it's important to recognize both.
Right, right. So is it possible to have ADHD as a child and then not have it as an adult?
It's possible, but what we're seeing more and more is that it actually does carry on into adulthood. So it was originally thought that ADHD just kind of grew out of it. Started in childhood, and they just kind of grew out of it as adults. But at least two-thirds of adults will continue to have problems with ADD or ADHD throughout their life. It may look a little different because an adult can choose a work and life situation that may make it less noticeable. So instead of being a student that has to sit in a chair all day, you know, they can choose a creative profession, something that doesn't require sitting at a desk, you know, and become less obvious. However, the symptoms are still there and will show up in other areas such as relationships.
Okay.
Unfortunately, ADHD has been under-recognized in adults, so it's thought that only about 20% of the adults that have it are actually receiving treatment.
Okay, so what are those symptoms of ADHD with the child, and what are the symptoms of ADHD with an adult?
Okay, so the symptoms of the inattention would be poor attention to details, difficulty sustaining their attention, so they can start paying attention but can't sustain it, failing to finish tasks, avoiding anything that requires sustained mental effort, being easily distracted, making careless mistakes, you know, not dotting the I's and crossing the T's, not seeming to listen, difficulty organizing, losing things, and just being forgetful overall. And that tends to happen both in children, you can kind of imagine that, and those same sort of symptoms happen in adults as well. A little bit of the decreased focus and organization, the lack of follow-through can become less obvious because adults generally know which tasks they're going to struggle with and they take steps to avoid those tasks. But other than that, it looks pretty much the same. The hyperactive and impulsive symptoms in a child, it's, you know, they're fidgeting, noisy, probably talking excessively in the classroom. They have difficulty waiting their turn. They may leave their seat. They just seem like they're driven by a motor. They're blurting out answers, interrupting. In adults, those hyperactive symptoms might be a little more subtle. It's more internal. So they may be a bit physically restless and fidgety, but it's more about this internal sensation that's less obvious to other people. But they just feel like they constantly need stimulation. They feel like they need to be doing something at all times. They're emotionally very up and down. So they are impulsive in many ways. They'll make snap decisions, reckless. They may not consider how their actions can be unsafe. But it's a little less obvious than the kid that can't sit in the chair.
Right, because also in school, the kids are, in a way, being judged constantly by the teacher and monitored. So that child, it's so recognizable where adults have more freedom to choose what they want to do and how they want to do it.
Right. And adults can have perhaps even worse issues in relationships because of this impulsivity and because not seeming to listen, you know, blurting out things, interrupting others. That can cause a lot of trouble in relationships.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine with your significant other and even friendships and even work relationships.
Exactly.
Do you find that adults with ADD, ADHD, those that have these symptoms and aren't diagnosed with these symptoms, they don't know that they are ADHD, that they self-medicate?
Yes, that does happen quite a bit. So we see high levels of substance abuse, which I think is often an attempt to self-medicate. Also thrill-seeking. You know, we know that thrill-seeking releases a little bit of dopamine in the brain, which is a neurochemical that's not as effective in people with ADHD. So they have trouble processing that neurochemical, so they try to get it elsewhere. So from things that are thrilling, exciting, novel things.
Like maybe extreme sports and and things like that. Okay. So what, and this is something that that I see, you know, I look at a lot of my friends and I wonder, especially going through your book, I wonder if they're ADHD. So, you know, when you get patients that come to you, is it possible that these symptoms, you know, haven't been diagnosed as a child and they come to you and you're saying, well, you know, it's possible that you're ADHD and they're a little confused because nobody ever, or maybe it makes a lot of sense to them because nobody ever explained to them the reason that they struggled all of their life.
Right. Generally, when I diagnose somebody with ADHD, they know that there's been something off. They often have kind of a low self-esteem about it, that they just couldn't ever get it together, so to speak. So whenever they find out about the diagnosis, they start reading about it, there's often a sense of relief. Like, oh, this is what explains why I can never fit in with the other kids or could never do the same things as others.
Right. Okay. And do you find a lot of adults with ADHD have children that have ADHD, or is it not related?
Oh, yeah. It's actually one of the most heritable psychiatric disorders. So it's compared to other issues like depression, anxiety, some of these other things that we know are inherited, ADHD is very much inherited. So it's thought to be about 40%. So if you have one parent who has it, there's about a 40% chance that each child will have it.
Okay. And what I love about your book is that you talk about tools that are effective. Medication can be something that can really help. I think it can help stabilize, especially at the beginning, these issues while they're learning to sit down and meditate, because I know people can't just, sit down and start meditating when they're
That's
so
hard.
Hyperactive. But with what I love about your book is it's a holistic approach to treating the whole body. And there's a lot of tools in there, because I'm finding more and more parents out there are reluctant to put their child on different medications. And when we come back from break, I want to talk about some of these tools that you have. And we have about a minute before break, but your journey, I would like to talk a little bit about that and how you came to where you are and this book that you wrote, because, I don't see many doctors out there integrating this holistic approach, and I love it. I'm all about, I love neuroscience. I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but I find it fascinating. I love to read the works of like Dr. Bruce Lipton and many people that are studying neuroscience and biology. And I think that there's a lot to be discovered about that. So I want to talk a little bit about that, how you came to write this book, and then some of the things that you feel would help parents and children that are in your book, and then they can go in and check your book out and see what works for them. So we are going to take a quick break, everybody. Please don't go anywhere. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Everybody, welcome back to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. My very special guest today is Dr. Alicia Mayer, and she is here discussing her new book, From Scattered to Centered, Understanding and Transforming the Distracted Brain. Her new book is available. You could go to Amazon and look up her book, From Scattered to Centered, and you can also go to her website, FromScatteredToCentered.com. She has a great assessment on there. If you think that you or a loved one might have ADD or ADHD, go right to her site and see if that might be the case, FromScatteredToCentered.com. Now, Dr. Mayer, I would love for you to share a little bit about your personal journey, how you came to write this book, and just the background of your own personal journey.
Sure. Well, I did not have a mild case of ADHD. I was definitely considered the quote-unquote bad kid. I had trouble from as far back as I can remember. Even in preschool, I was getting in trouble. In first grade, the teacher actually had my desk out in the hall for the majority of the year. I know. I couldn't sit still. I mean, I was always out of my seat, even pulling the other kids' hair to get a rise out of them. And I couldn't imagine how these other kids were managing to sit still. My self-esteem definitely suffered
because right.
being labeled the bad kid, the class clown, I had a lot of trouble. Luckily, like a lot of people with ADHD, I was smart. I didn't need to study to make good grades. And my mother was actually an amazingly organized person who kept track of everything for me. If there was homework I needed to do, she could drag me through all the steps of it. And then I also had areas where I could hyper-focus, and this is something that happens a lot in ADHD, that there's something that catches their interest, and so they can hyper-focus on that for hours. For me, that was figuring out the human body and how it worked. So I was very fascinated by any science related to medicine. And so I managed to get into medical school, and that was all about hyper-focusing for many hours at a time, and got through and actually did pretty well in medical school. Then I decided that I wanted to specialize in psychiatry. I had originally wanted to be a surgeon, but then I thought that I actually wanted to look at why people got into the things that they did as opposed to just patching them up later. So I went into psychiatry, and that's where I really started to having trouble. You know, in psychiatry, it's not quite as structured or action-oriented as some of the other specialties. So it's all about being able to sit and listen to a lot of details and pick out what's important, and that just seems overwhelming to me. So luckily, my teachers were also psychiatrists, and it became pretty obvious to them what was going on, and so they told me, we think you have ADHD, and you need to get some help for it. And once they told me, it was that relief that I had described that a lot of people feel when they find out about the diagnosis. It's, you know, everything made sense, everything clicked, oh, this is what's been wrong with me. And so I did go ahead and start getting treatment. It's kind of interesting. I was getting treatment for it while also treating others for the same condition.
Which I think is really, really cool because you can help your patients even more because you understand. You're in their shoes.
Right, exactly. And it wasn't enough for me just to get medication. I mean, definitely with the medication, it turned my world around. Everything became so much easier, and I was able to feel what those other kids in class could feel, you know, how they were able to sit still and pick out what was important. But I didn't want to continue. I also had a spiritual practice. Like you mentioned in the introduction, every year I go to an ashram, which is a place where people live yoga. So they year-round, yogis live the principles of yoga and allow other people to come in for short periods of time. And so it didn't really fit for me, that taking the medication and doing the spiritual practices.
Mm-hmm.
So I started developing these spiritual practices as well as some of the Western practices from psychology and behavioral techniques, and really got to the place where I could be grounded and be organized, and then was able to stop the medication and found that I was still functioning at the same level. So that's where I am today. And then I wrote this book to share those practices with other people. It does contain a section describing the medication practices, the medications that are available, because I think that's important that people are aware of what the medications are, what they're expected to do, what the mm-hmm. problems can be with them. But then the majority of the book is to do these other sorts of practices that help people become centered.
And I love it because you give those options for parents that might want to take the route of going medication or starting that way. And again, I believe it's awareness. Don't just go into a doctor's office, take the medication without becoming aware of what the medication is, what the effects of the medication is. Once you research that and know what you're taking and you make that decision, well, that makes you empowered because you're looking at all the different alternatives out there. And there are certain parents that I speak to that really don't want to use medication with their child or even for themselves, and because they want to go more the spiritual route. And your book provides all of that. So
right.
That's what I love about your book.
Yeah. And it can be both, like in my case where mm-hmm. I think it was easier for me to implement these practices while on the medication and then be able to taper off of it. So
right. It
depends on the person. I think each case is different.
Yeah, I agree. Because some people need that initial grounding and stabilization to kind of figure out what they want to do and what works for them.
Right, and what it even feels like, you know, that feeling of being centered.
Right.
It can be very helpful to start out with. Like you said, with meditation, and in the meditation practice, we'll have a whole different feel to it if they're already grounded.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I really want to talk about childhood neurological development. What are your concerns about that today?
Well, there are a lot of concerns, and, you know, this is all new, this the amount of technology that we have. So it's not exactly clear what's going to happen, but there has been some research that is a little bit concerning. You know, looking at the symptoms of ADHD, one of them I mentioned is that inner restlessness, so just kind of feeling like they need to be doing something,
mm-hmm.
And that causes life to be overwhelming. And I have to wonder if having all these stimuli available from such a young age can contribute to this. So we know that children's brains obviously have a huge amount of development between 0 and 2. The American Academy of Pediatrics actually recommends no screen time before the age of 2 because of that. That's such a critical time for brain development. But then the brain continues to develop throughout childhood, throughout the teens, and into the late teens, early 20s. So throughout all that time, the brain is developing. Now, when you look at things like television, especially children's programming, you know, it's really designed to engage the brain involuntarily. So that's where we see people kind of zoning out with TV.
Right.
And overexposure to this passive stimuli of television may actually prevent the child from engaging in tasks that will allow for brain development. So all the time that's spent zoning out in front of the television is time that's not spent engaging in other tasks. We know that the brain develops, pathways are laid down. If it's just being used passively, are we not laying down certain pathways?
Yeah, that's so interesting because, like you said, during the break, we were discussing what it was like when we were younger, and there isn't all of this outside stimulation There wasn't when we were kids. I mean, now it's everything. It's not only TV. It's the iPhones. It's the iPads, the computers. And I see that it's having an effect on really young children. It's they're always looking outside of themselves for this engagement, this entertainment. And I don't see kids playing and creating in their own minds as much as like when we were kids. And it's puzzling to me. I wonder what it, are the effects going to be. Like you said, you know, we really don't know just yet, but I'm very curious to see what these effects are going to be. And, you know, hopefully parents can pick up your book and learn more, because when we come back, we're going to have to go to a break in about a minute. When we come back, I would like to talk about some of the strategies in your book that ADHD children and parents can incorporate into their lives to be more successful and, you know, counteract these effects of maybe the TV and the phone and all of that outside stimulation that we're finding in children.
Right. And the behavioral issues, you know, if they're just in these passive experiences, it's not giving them practice in modulating their behavior the way playing with other people could do.
So right.
I think there's a lot to be corrected there.
Right. One quote by Einstein, I don't know exactly what it was, but he had said, "I fear the day when technology takes over human interaction, interpersonal," something like that. That was the quote. And there was a picture showing everybody hanging out and on their iPhones, but not interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. I think I saw that on Facebook. I'm like, oh my God, this is what he was alluding to in the future.
Right. And one of the things the brain does is help us read facial expressions and nonverbal communication, which is so important. Mm-hmm. If we're doing this using technology to interact, we're missing a lot of that. So you wonder if children will grow up being unable to actually read social cues.
Yep, like robots. All right, well, we got to take a break. So everybody stay tuned. We will be right back with more from Dr. Mayer.
Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Everyone, we're back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I want to remind everyone how they can get in contact with me if you're a parent of a teenager or a young adult that may be struggling in any way. Please know that you have support in so many different people and resources out there. And if you contact me, I can help you, whether it's resources through me or I could direct you to the proper resources. It's really important that you reach out to someone to get the help that you need with your son or daughter. I do understand how frustrating it can be, and it's sometimes scary for parents of teens that are dealing with some issues. So I would like to support you in any way that I can. Please go to www.mindfocusgeneration.com. You can go to the contact tab. Let me know whatever concerns you have, and I will definitely get back to you. And I also would like to remind you of the two free events, the telesummits that I will be a part of with over 20 guest speakers. They're free virtual events. It is the lifebalanceevent.com. So you could go to www.lifebalanceevent.com, sign up and receive your free bonuses and all of the free information on each of the guests and when they'll be speaking. And then there's also TheGeniusParent.com. You could go there and sign up for information on when you can hear all of the different interviews. So I am here wrapping things up with my very special guest, Dr. Alicia Mayer, and she is talking about her book, From Scattered to Centered. You could go to www.fromscatteredtocentered.com to learn more about her work and pick up her new book. So before we wrap it up, Dr. Barr, today, I would like for you to share some strategies that you found successful that ADHDers can incorporate into their lives.
Okay, sure. There's a lot of different practices in the book. The book was actually written for adults, so this isn't going to be just an easier version of telling your kids to do this and that. It's actually going to encourage parents to do the exercises themselves, because becoming centered as a parent is going to be the first step to having centered children. So there are relaxation exercises such as breathing practices, using your breath in a certain way, so doing these exercises, which is great for kids to join in with you on, but it'll be important for the parent to do it themselves first. There's also looking at language and how that affects children. So even simple things like using the words should and need to, like, oh, I should pay this bill, I need to go do this, kind of has more of an overwhelming feel.
Right.
If you can use something more like I would like to or it would be nice to do this, it has an actual lighter feel. So that can help deal with some of the overwhelm. So simple things, there's a list of different cognitive distortions or statements that can create a little bit of distress. And it'll be important for the adult to stop using those, to notice and stop, in order to help the child to notice and stop. There's also organization and time management practices. And again, it's good for the adult to use these organization and time management practices, and then to allow the child to include those practices more and more as they get older. So several different exercises. There's mindfulness practices. Mindfulness can be very important for staying calm and centered. But what I see a lot is adults that are very distracted on the phone, you know, speaking in a way that leads to overwhelm for themselves. So by getting centered themselves, not only will they feel better, but it'll provide a good example for the child, create a good environment for the child, who can then incorporate more and more of those skills as they get older.
Oh, I completely agree. I had a guest on several weeks ago talking about mindfulness. And I always, when I work with young people, I also work with their parents, I totally agree that the parents have to implement these things first, because that's who the kids look to for their guidance, to model their behaviors, their ways of living. And so many times I get parents that are all overwhelmed. Oh, I don't know what to do with my kid, and I don't know why he won't pay attention and why he won't do what he's told. And I'm like, oh boy, okay.
We have to take meanwhile, a step the parent back. Is distracted, and that's what
absolutely.
I see as well.
Absolutely. And I do find even simple techniques, relaxation and breathing and coming into present time moment and changing the language, because there's an energy behind things. When you say should, it brings up a lot of stress and anxiety for people or have to. And when we're in that hypersensitive state, we can't make clear choices, clear decisions that will benefit us in the moment.
Right. And there's even exercises for using technology differently. So you can use technology to motivate a child or to motivate yourself as an adult. So when you hear like the sound from your phone telling you there's a text message, we know that in the brain you get a little bit of a rush of dopamine from that, because, oh, here's some new information, something new, stimulating. And most of us check the phone so quickly we don't even realize that little rush is happening. But if we can wait before checking, we can actually use that dopamine rush to motivate us to complete whatever we're working on. So maybe letting the child know, oh, your text, you know, you have a text, or, you know, there's something that they want to watch on TV or some other piece of technology that they're excited about, and having them complete a certain amount of homework before they actually get to find out what it is. You know, using technology to help motivate them as opposed to just letting it be in their life in a scattered way.
That instant gratification.
And it's helpful for adults too. You know, if you know that there's a phone call or a text message, to kind of put it off for a little bit before, you know, complete what you're working on right then before you just go and look at it.
Oh, that helps me so much too, because as I work from home and I have my cell phone right there and I see the notifications, I want to immediately pick it up, but I know that I'm way more productive if I just leave it there and continue to focus on whatever I'm doing. I know it's not going to go away, and in an hour from now or half hour from now, then I could go back, go to my phone and see what emails came up. Yeah, it definitely works for me, because that part of my mind's like, I wonder what that email is or who that is.
Right. Yeah, and neuroscience even tells us why that's happening. So it's good to understand it and use it, since it's going to be there regardless.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Maya, can you share your book one more time, the website, and where they can get a hold of your latest book?
Sure. It's From Scattered to Centered, Understanding and Transforming the Distracted Brain. It's available through Amazon.com, and it's also available through my website, fromscatteredtocentered.com. There's also further information on that website, as well as a quiz that you mentioned. That's kind of a little diagnostic quiz that you can take. And then there are also resources in the book for other books and other sites that can be helpful.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on my show to educate my listeners and provide them with this great information.
Great. Well, thank you. It was great to be here.
All right, everybody. So I highly recommend Dr. Mayer's book. Pick up a copy. It will definitely help you see things in a new light. You can help yourself and your kids just by reading the information in this book and applying it to your life. Thank you, everyone, for being here each and every week. Next week, please join me as I have a very special panel of experts from the Genius Parent Summit, and, of course, the creator of the summit, Miss Teresa McGuire. She'll be here, and I promise it's going to be a great, enlightening show. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.